96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Howard University, like the rest of us, is looking forward to 2016. There's a long to-do list, and there are, of course, always challenges ahead. Joining me to talk about that is Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. If you have a question or a comment about the Howard University community, what's going on campus or in the Howard University area, give us a call. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Frederick, Happy New Year. Good to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Let's get to some of the carryover issues, first of all, from 2015 to 2016 before we look into what's coming up. There are applications for enrollment that are seeing a significant increase over the past year. Talk to me about that.
Sure. Our early decision applications, and these were the deadline date for these were November 1st. Last year, we had just over 5,000 early applicants for first-time in college students. This year, we have in excess of 7,000. We've seen about a 79% increase in the number of early applicant applications, and that for us is, you know, it's a significant increase in number. Overall, the applications are also, the numbers are also significantly increased. We had a total of just over 15,000 students apply for the entire cycle last year, which ends on February 15th. And this year already, as of today, we have 14,000 applications. So in the last, 6 weeks, last 4 to 6 weeks, we usually get about 5,000 applications. If we continue at this pace, we certainly, again, would see a significant increase. So the numbers are very, very strong and suggest a significant demand for Howard education.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Why do you suppose that is? You know, obviously, no matter where you are, where you're from, whether you're from, you know, the local community where Howard University is always trippingly on your lips, or whether you're from the other side of the planet, we've seen, you know, that everyone would like to come to Howard, but why do you suppose there's been such a jump in applications?
Right. You know, right now, I'll tell you, I think there are a few things. A couple of years ago, we started a strategy around recruitment in the admissions office, looking at where our students were coming from and really mapping out where we should be going in terms of trying to recruit students, and then being very focused on making sure that we spoke to guidance counselors, et cetera, so that Howard was on that list. And if you look at that strategy, in Florida, where you have very good state schools, we were not seeing as many applications as we thought we should see. And so we targeted Florida, that the numbers from there are significantly up. I think some of the data that is coming out of the university as well, we've been doing a very heavy job on the branding and marketing of the university and really getting our academic excellence out there. Around the time of these applications, as you know, we've had a Marshall Scholar winner. We've had two Rhodes Scholar finalists. And again, in this day and age, to have African-American students with those types of achievements, it says a lot. And so we've really been getting the message out of how well we're doing. In some of the national rankings, we're seeing traction there as well in terms of movement. And I think all of those things are adding up to the fact that people are seeing and hearing about a Howard University that is a place of academic excellence and a place that they should be coming to in order to get a world-class education.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about the year ahead. You just spoke about national rankings. Talk to me about the national ranking for the law school. Again, not news for a lot of people from, Thurgood Marshall and so many other iconic names in history. So what's the new news?
Well, you know, the new news is that we continue to be ranked as one of the best law schools in the country. In the U.S. News and World Report, we had the largest movement in the rankings of 25 spots. The only other school in the country that moved as much as us was St. John's, which moved, and they moved 25 spots as well. So again, very significant. The Law Review has also cited us for placing students in white collar firms, punching above our weight, is how they described it. The fact that we take students from a wide variety of circumstances, but their ability to get in to very, very notable law firms around the country was significant, and Howard was cited as one of those schools that is doing a great job of that. So on all fronts, we think we're doing well. The excellence that really underscores a high-quality law school education is also seen in the number of amicus briefs that we have put out in the courts that really challenge what is taking place in the courts and is framing a lot of what we do. So if you look at marriage equality or any of those issues, our law school faculty, in conjunction with our students, are writing amicus briefs that are going before the courts to help influence how decisions are being made at the highest levels of the courts in our country. And those are the things that we feel strongly that we should be a part of, we should be leading in. And the new law school dean, as an example, I think really exemplifies that, because her focus is to get that academic excellence in the faculty's scholarship and as well in the classroom in terms of the academic environment.
Can I drill down just a little bit about that? Again, when you talk about the history of this law school, it is a storied law school. And all that you just mentioned, those are some hard facts that you can point to and say, this is why Howard University's law school is good. Are there things that may be more unquantifiable about the law school, some in-house stuff that you can share with people that keeps, you know, legacy law school grads from sending their children anywhere else?
Yeah, absolutely. One is the faculty, right? And I'll mention the faculty. Ike Leggett, who was named Washingtonian of the Year by Washingtonian Magazine, is a Howard alum, but for many years was an adjunct faculty member at the Howard Law School. And if you look throughout the ranks of the faculty, you will find some of the brightest legal minds in the area with some of the largest degrees of commitment that you will and passion for what they're doing. When I became the provost a couple of years ago, I went over to the law school to meet with the faculty, and the entire faculty assembled. And it was quite a learning experience for me. My grandfather was a lawyer. I spent my early days growing up telling him I would go to law school, disappointed him when I told him I was going to leave and go to medical school. And so I've always had an interest. I spent a lot of days in his office, and I took that with me into that meeting. Kept it quiet, but took it into that meeting. And I was amazed at how passionate the faculty are. And that's not something that is quantifiable. You know, their dedication to the students, their engagement with the students, their passion around that is absolutely fantastic. I think that's one of the hidden things. The second thing is the quality of the law students in terms of the diversity of their backgrounds, their commitment to social justice, their desire to make a difference in the world is another thing that creates an atmosphere within the walls of that law school that absolutely is something that I would encourage anyone interested in law to immerse themselves in, regardless of what type of law you're going to go into. When you get into that building and you interact and engage with those students, you can feel it. They participate in law clinics around helping citizens around D.C., and it's unbelievable, again, that you can put that many people together with that same passion for social justice And it just creates an environment where I think everyone is really uplifted. And those are things that will never make it to a rank list or give us added points. But I think the people involved will tell you that's a part of what they get from coming to Howard Law School.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things Howard University as we look forward to 2016. Now, if you have a question or comment for the president, please give us a call right now. We're taking all of your questions or comments. I've got about a minute left, and you may have to continue this on the other side. But talk to me about your expectations for the spring semester, of course, that began today. Anything happening between now and May that we need to address as it relates to academics?
Yeah, I think there are quite a few things that will occur this semester. We will officially open our interdisciplinary research building. The grand opening will occur this spring, and that is a major signature event for us. As people occupy that building, the types of research that will take place in that building, again, will set Howard University apart in terms of the area of scholarship. And I think it's extremely important that we do that. We will kick off our 150th year anniversary later this year. And again, a very, very important landmark for us to celebrate our 150th anniversary. And there will be a myriad of activities that will have some academic bent included as well. That, again, I would encourage the entire Howard community and beyond to come and participate, because this historic institution has been a part of the national landscape for that long and I think has left an indelible mark on America.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to go into detail about all of those things that you mentioned. And we still have much more, certainly, to talk about. We're going to talk about the State of the Union address that's coming up tomorrow, hopefully. You may hear something about higher education. Certainly would want you to comment on that. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.